It's 11 a.m. on a Monday, a time when most of the 50 school food service employees sitting in this room would be getting ready to serve or already serving school lunch. But today they're having a much more relaxed lunch period. They're working on a sort of food art project that involves spreading cream cheese on a graham cracker, then making a face out of it using cut-up pieces of vegetables and fruit.
My person needs a mohawk.
Mine looks kind of like Santa Claus, if Santa Claus was a bunny.
Engaging projects like this are just some of the ways school food service is trying to get kids to eat healthy food. Recently dubbed Student Nutrition Professional Development, the group is a collaboration between Colusa Unified School District and Chico State's Center for Healthy Communities. It's made up of school food service employees from elementary, middle, and high schools around the northern Sacramento Valley who meet yearly at Colusa High School. Lisa Hill, Food Service Director for Colusa Unified School District and the event's co-founder, said it was created for area school food service employees from all levels to learn new skills and share best practices.
It's really hard to be a director and know what every single person needs and what inspiration, you know, what really speak to them. So this is an opportunity just to kick off the school year to get them inspired and understand how awesome and catastrophic, you know, their job really is.
Or could be. Food safety is a big concern for school food service. Those handling food need to be properly aware of safe food handling practices. Having the yearly get-together creates a platform to talk about these kinds of issues. One of the most pressing concerns for school food service lately is just making school food look and taste good. That's mostly due to new federal mandates that make school meals healthier, but sometimes unappealing. A big focus of this year's event was on using locally grown foods, often called farm to school, to get kids more excited about the healthier meals. Sandy Kerwood, food service director from Conejo Valley Unified School District in Southern California, and this year's event guest speaker, explains what farm to school is and how it appeals to kids through practices like nutrition and agriculture education,
school gardens, taste testings, and cooking lessons, so that really it's everything to do with food, how you get it from your farm, what it means, how to get the most nutrition from that, and to support your local community by keeping those dollars in the community.
Head cook for Williams Elementary School, Linda Reynolds, and head cook for Williams High School, Rosa Leos, said the yearly workshop has helped them with networking and taught them new recipes. But they said there's also a lot they already know, like that kids like produce when it comes from a salad bar.
We already had figured it out, how you get them to eat the stuff.
They're great. The salad bar is easy for them, you know, to choose what they want instead of just having something on their plate. So they get to choose whatever they want, and they have a lot of choices. So they have all the colors, they have all the vitamins, they have everything. So it's easier for us, and it's better for them too.
And that's the point of the workshop. It's a place where school food service, like any other trade, can network, learn more about what they don't know, and share with others the things that make all the difference that they do.
I have a punk cracker.
Yeah, what? We have like a mustache.
For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.